Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 27th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, a closer look into the centennial celebration of Chiricahua National Monument. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lolly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lolly from the Lolly Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lolly dealerships today or shop lollycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lolly deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that former Arizona Wildcat Aaron Gordon now plays for the Denver Nuggets? A San Jose, California native, Gordon dominated at Archbishop Mitty High School, earning California Mr. Basketball titles and two state championships. He played for 1 year at Arizona, leading the Wildcats to a Pac-12 title and the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. Drafted fourth overall by the Orlando Magic in 2014, Gordon became renowned for his slam dunk contest performances in 2016 and 2020. Traded to the Nuggets in 2021, he secured his first NBA championship in 2023. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. They're doing more than treating illnesses in Benson, they're building a healthier community. Looking for a rewarding career? Come work for Benson Hospital and enjoy the small-town-friendly culture, patient-centered goals, and upgraded facility. Benson Hospital ranks high among hospitals nationwide for overall employee engagement. To learn more about career opportunities, visit their website at bensonhospital.org/careers. Now our feature story. The Chiricahua National Monument, nestled southeast of Wilcox, was designated a national monument on April 18, 1924 by President Calvin Coolidge. As we mark 100 years, the National Park Service is honoring the delicate balance between preservation and public enjoyment of this geological and cultural treasure. Chiricahua National Monument boasts unique rock formations and canyons sculpted from volcanic activity millions of years ago. Beyond its stunning landscapes, this monument is steeped in history. It was once home to the Chiricahua Apache and later a battleground and residence for 19th century settlers and ranchers. In recognition of its centenary, a series of events are scheduled from April 18th through April 20th. Festivities begin with extended visitor center hours and a public ceremony at Faraway Ranch on April 18th. This event not only commemorates the monument's establishment, but also celebrates the Wonderland of Rocks, a term President Coolidge used to describe the area's unique pinnacles. Highlights include living history presentations, showcasing life in Bonita Canyon in the early 20th century, and geology talks that explain the monument's scenic wonders. However, attendees should note parking restrictions and the lack of shuttle services for certain events. The monument's celebration extends beyond these dates, with activities like night sky viewing, a 100 years of Chiricahua Trails Ranger program, plein air art in the park, and more throughout 2024. Amidst the celebrations, there's a push to elevate Chiricahua from a national monument to a national park. If successful, it would join Arizona's trio of national parks. As Chiricahua National Monument steps into its next century, the commitment to protecting its wonders while fostering educational and recreational opportunities remains strong. Whether through stargazing, historical exploration, or artistic expression, Chiricahua continues to inspire and educate, promising a legacy that will endure for generations to come. For the latest information on events and visiting guidelines, check the National Park Service's website. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark and Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, Jalen and Cody Williams are creating a legacy in the basketball world, as one is a rising star in the NBA and the other has high draft pick potential as a player at Colorado. The two brothers started their careers in Arizona. Wilder Adams of Cronkite News has the story.
Local Arizona basketball is continuing to gain steam as more players are making waves in not only the college scene, but in the NBA as well, with two brothers in particular leading the way.
And our own Wilder Adams has more on the history of the Williams brothers and how they both refined their game right here in the Valley.
Two brothers from Gilbert, Arizona are on the rise. Jalen Williams is a young NBA star from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and Cody Williams is a potential number one pick in the 2024 NBA draft. Padraig O'Brien has trained the two since Cody was in fifth grade and has seen how their bond and work ethic has taken them to new heights.
They were very, very close from the beginning. So they were like, if Cody's in the gym, Jalen's in the gym, and they're always early for workouts. They were getting better. You know, they were progressing, you know, they were moving forward with their games.
Jalen and Cody Williams have a lot of similarities in terms of their versatility and IQ, but the differences in their personalities are complementary and effective.
Jalen's a little more visual. Like, you can tell he's feeding off the energy of the crowd, but Cody's more of a silent assassin. You know, Cody's going to go down and dunk on somebody. He's just going to go right back down the court and just start playing.
Sam Duane was their head coach at Perry High School and remembers Cody Williams' generosity more so than his status and silent assassin nature.
The one thing that he went out of his way for after games is for the little kids that are at our games, he would stay and sign autographs and take pictures and social media for those kids. Tremendous, tremendous person.
Jalen Williams' joy stood out to Dwayne. They used to playfully compare their height, and that lighthearted nature would show even in crucial game time moments.
We were in a very tight game with Brophy for the region, fourth quarter, and he comes over, and this is how he is. He came over. I thought he was going to say, hey, what about this play? What about this? He says, hey, coach. He puts his hand on me and goes, you know what? I'm taller than you now. And I'm like, what?
Tyler Rucker is an NBA draft analyst who has Cody Williams first on his 2024 NBA draft board and believes he needs time to reach his potential, but will ultimately be a great success.
He's just scratching the surface. When you see those lengthy big guys that are a bit thin, sometimes it takes a little while for them to figure out their body. I definitely think, you know, he has the potential to kind of run the show.
For Jalen Williams, Rucker sees true greatness.
Superstar for me is just, you can impact the game in five ways. Even if your shot's not falling, you can dominate a game. And I think Jalen Williams has shown that he can do that.
The future for these Perry High School products is limitless. In Scottsdale, Wilder Adams, Cronkite News.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
Hi, this is Dee Dee Rodriguez, the Executive Director here at Prestige Assisted Living. We are offering a free guide on heart health for older adults on our website at prestigecanhelp.com. It includes information on common heart health risk and tips on how nutrition, fitness, sleep, and stress management can promote a healthy heart. Visit prestigecanhelp.com to download your free guide today. Again, that is prestigecanhelp.com.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. The deadline to apply for Civic Summer Camp is on April 12th, put on by the Sandra Day O'Connor Institute for American Democracy in collaboration with the Cochise Educational Service Agency. The camp is a great opportunity for middle schoolers to gain a deeper understanding of how government works. The event is a free, merit-based leadership development camp for current 7th and 8th graders and will be held from June 10th until June 14th. Lodging will be provided for a camper and parent to attend. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Clell Keith. Clell was born in Mount Sterling, Kentucky in 1944. He graduated from Mount Sterling High School in 1963. He then served with the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War in Turkey and Thailand. After completing his military service, he married Julia Wingate in 1970. They had one child together before divorcing. Clell re-entered military service in 1974 and married Carolyn in 1980 at Fort Campbell. They celebrated 43 years of marriage in May. He retired as a Chief Warrant Officer 3 in 1990. Following his military service, Clell was a U.S. Army government contractor until his full retirement in 2017. He's survived by his wife, brother, sisters, stepdaughter, daughter, son, and nieces and nephews. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Clell's life and service. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldofyou.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.